Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we were talking about the necessity for a Christian to build a good biblical foundation in his children. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
He says, you keep these things before your children. You teach them so that when they are grown, they'll be well acquainted with the Word of God. It's like going from school to college. And so you have them, this is their schooling right now in the Word of God. And that's why you take them to a local church. You take them to a local church that they too may learn more from the Word of God. That's why you must make sure that the local church you attend is not built on recreation, entertainment, and cultural norms of the day, but rather it's built on the Word of God as it is to men as they are, seeking to be holy and righteous before God. That is the church you need and your children need, and that'll help you to be a better teacher for your children. Your children are important. So we see here, he is prepared for ministry, first by his mother and grandmother, and then Paul for gospel ministry. That the foundation of the home's teaching is very important should not be missed here. It's so important that you get a good foundation on that child so that when he's old, when he's a teenager, and the world throws its temptations from every direction, there will always, as a result of the Word of God, be a conviction that will always make him uncomfortable in sin. We see something else as well. Because Paul, and because the mother and grandmother taught this boy, as a result of that home teaching, Timothy's fruit will also abound to their account. Now, mother and grandmother, you may be the one who is constantly feeding your children and grandchildren the Word of God. And God will use it to call that child as his special servant. Now, think about this. You die, and it's another 30, 40, 50 years before the rapture. But that child was taught by you. Boy, you were able to get the Word of God to them and pray that the Spirit of God would give them understanding, and you did your best. Now that child has that in him. And so, over the next 30 or 40 years, while your soul is with the Lord and your body is in the ground, that child brings souls to the Savior. And every time he does, that abounds to your account. Some Sunday school teachers, Christian school teachers, may be the ones that influence that young man, that young lady. One lady by the name of Daisy Mae Hawes up in the hills of Kentucky led a young teenager to Christ. His name was Lee Robertson. Literally thousands of missionaries and souls worldwide have been saved as a result of that ministry of that man who was called of God. But he first got the Word of God from a lady who was faithful in the mountains of Kentucky. That is why you take an interest in each child. Not only, well, somebody has to teach the class attitude when it comes to Sunday school. Listen, don't just teach your Sunday school because it's a good thing to put on your resume. It's a good thing to make people respect you. No. You go in there because you want to teach the Word of God, and you'll have a passion for those souls that God loves. And the only word they may get, and the only care they may get, and the only prayer they may get is from you as their teacher. They may have unsaved parents. We have a bus ministry. We have children that come in our bus ministry. Now, you think of all these children, I don't know them as the pastor. I don't know them by their names. But their Sunday school teachers know them. And if the Sunday school teachers don't pray for them by name and think of their individual needs spiritually, then who's going to pray for them? Praise God for bus workers. Praise God for Sunday school teachers. That may be one of the highest callings that you could have in that life. And praise God, if God calls you to do that, do it, and do it with all your heart, all your days. Do it. Because it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, he also says, from a child. The Jewish historian, Josephus, who, by the way, was not a Christian, said that in the translation of this word, in the Septuagint version of the Old Testament, that is, they took the Old Testament Hebrew and translated it to Greek, he says that the word means an infant, a babe. We have a younger man, I say younger man, he's in his 40s now, but later 40s, matter of fact, that's a deacon in our church. And we had a grandfather, father-son banquet, breakfast, should I say, one morning, and I'd asked him to give a testimony about rearing children. And one of the things he said, they, at the end of the day, would sit down, and after they had played with their kids, they would read the Bible and go to it. It wasn't a five-minute thing. He said it was a time, it was a good 20, 30 minutes at least. And then after they're praying, laying them down to go to sleep, he had on tape or disc or something the entire Bible recorded. It could have been Alexander Scurby or one of those. But he would play that, and the Word of God would be read as those children would fall to sleep. Now, that's a great testimony, and that's a good thing maybe to try in your home. Now, think of this. Timothy is trained in Old Testament scriptures by his mother and grandmother, maybe even before they were saved. But the Old Testament, we're told, in Galatians, was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. And so it was easy to receive Christ for them because they heard the Word of God, they knew the Word of God, and now they were teaching it to this young Timothy. Now, we may live in a day when many so-called good Christian evangelical writers tell us that reading and memorizing of Scripture is of no or little value to little children because it's not related to their experience, they tell us. Well, they may try to take the Bible even from children and withdraw children from the Bible to programs of entertainment and philosophy and seeking to lead them to a lifestyle that grows up and that which is loose and lax and licentious and lascivious. And that becomes the foundation. And as that foundation is established that way, that becomes their belief, and it takes them from the right Bible, takes them from so many things. You see, these people, it's almost like Jesus said to the Pharisees and the scribes in his days in Matthew 23. He called them hypocrites, whited sepulchers, wolves, serpents. I mean, Jesus really laid it on. If you're one of those that say, I don't think you should say anything about anyone in a sermon, preach about anything, name names, you would have hated Jesus Christ then. He named names. He named sin. And he told it as it is. He got negative. He said he would even be a divider in the home. The father against the son, the mother against the daughter, and the mother against the daughter-in-law. And so we find that that is pretty well true. That's pretty well true. Some people today, a lot of people today, saying, well, God first, then your home, then your job. But a lot of them actually say that, but they're putting the home ahead of God. Because when the children are in sin, the children are in things such as homosexuality and other sins the Bible condemns, then all of a sudden they have a different attitude. Well, they put their family ahead of God. And that will never, never, never help the child. And one of the reasons they're so wrong is that it will keep the children from memorizing scriptures if they tell you not to memorize them. So a verse like this that thou hast known from the scriptures, here in verse 15, from a child you've known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. They avoid a verse like that. As well as to keep from memorizing those things, they introduce many versions of the Bible that leave things out or add things to it. Well, my friend, what we have is the book of God. It is the Holy Spirit who is able to enlighten the mind of a child, yes, even a child, through the Word of God. Now, I've seen children with better understanding than I've seen among many adults, and that is a total, total shame when that happens. And I hope that doesn't happen in your church, and I hope that doesn't happen in your home. Now, we are made wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. The object of our faith is not the Bible, but the Christ of whom the Bible speaks. Not the creed, but the Christ of whom the creed is true. This is why he left us an errorless and preserved word, that not even a jot or a tittle of it is lost. That is why we don't worship a cross, but the one that died on the cross for our sins. And now, lives forevermore.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ.
Christ Jesus.